Well, the initial levels of anxiety did subside, but there is still high level of interest in the war, particularly during the first year, and particularly during that period of movement where a lot is happening in the Korean War. There's a lot of movement up and down the peninsula. By the end of 1951, 1952, there is less interest. But of course, the Battle of the Imjin River attracts a lot of attention, not least for the people who are associated with the Gloucestershire Regiment. A lot of interest in that. And that really catches the imagination, the Battle of the Imjin River. By 1953, I've read one source that said that England's cricket victory in the Ashes had more attention than troops returning home from Korea. And there's other incidental anecdotes of, for example, in Bury St Edmunds, the town hall put up the UN flag on the day that, that peace was declared, and a lot of the population were mystified as to what this flag was and why it was flying. So it's... And it's something that soldiers felt a bit as well when they came back. Again, if we listen to oral history interviews, a lot of soldiers felt like they had been forgotten, even in 1953, when they returned home from the Korean Peninsula. People had moved on, and Britain was a different place in 1953.